Word of mouth.
Right back up to the top. Just a stroll.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. A few years after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, writer, producer, and public radio host Dave Iverson learned that the venerable Mark Morris Dance Group was teaching dance to people with Parkinson's at its Brooklyn headquarters. Dave was touched and produced a special on the dance group for PBS's Frontline and NewsHour. Years later, he picked it up again and has been filming the group preparing for its first public performance just weeks away on November 11th.
Good. That's all we're going to do on that today. But We're working on it.
Dave has launched a Kickstarter project called Capturing Grace to finish the film and is with us from KQED in San Francisco, where he is co-host of The Forum. Dave, great to have you with us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Also joining us is David Leventhal. He, until recently, was one of the Mark Morris Dance Group's most celebrated dancers and is now focusing entirely on Dance for PD. That's the program working with Parkinson's patients. David Leventhal, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Now, maybe I should rephrase that. I said Parkinson's patients, and as we see in the trailer posted on Kickstarter, a group member, I think it's Reggie, says, when the class begins, there are no patients, only dancers. What happens when that class begins?
Well, what we see, Virginia, is an active transformation. People come in to the dance center with a number of challenges, and certainly the class itself does not necessarily heal, but there's a transformation of identity from feeling that you are identified perhaps as somebody with Parkinson's to becoming a dancer, to becoming an artist, to becoming a participant in this group class. And people have said that they really experience both a physical but also identity and emotional shift when they enter the dance center and begin taking this class. They really see themselves very differently.
Dave, what did it mean for you? I mean, how did you get hooked into this project?
Well, when I first saw David working with a group of dancers, the kind of transformation that David just described is palpable. You feel it. I have been in the rehearsal room in the studio with David and his colleague John Heginbotham and the Parkinson's dancers many times now, and it never fails to move me in the way in which you see people experience a kind of freedom. You know, it seems so unlikely, this pairing of the ability to move with such grace like David and John with people who often struggle to move. And yet somehow there is this common denominator that takes place. And the watching that unfold, watching people again regain a sense of the power of motion and the power of their own bodies is a remarkable thing to behold.
You were diagnosed with Parkinson's 8 years ago, and I'm wondering how watching this group and movement relates to your own experience with the disease. Have you tried this?
It's a great question. I would not be a great contributor probably on the dance floor, but I have become in many ways more physical, I guess I'd have to say. The day after I was diagnosed, I joined my neighborhood gym. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, I can honestly say I'm healthier today than I was before my diagnosis. I run. I'll actually be participating in the New York Marathon 2 weeks from yesterday. And I think that one of the things that anyone with this diagnosis wants to regain is a sense of power and control over your own body. And there's a lot of interesting research now, everything from Tai Chi to tango to dance to running, that indicates that while medication is terribly important for anyone with Parkinson's, there's a lot that can be gained through just pure physical work and physical activity.
How about you, David? When you work with this group of Parkinson's dancers, is it different than you would with other students? I think some of them are actually choreographed by Mark Morris himself, specifically for this group.
Well, it's a fine line. We do adapt certain things to make the material more accessible to people who may have concerns with balance and coordination and multitasking. But the overall thrust of the class is that it's challenging in all the good ways, that people are asked to push themselves gently, exploring movements that they might not ordinarily do. In dealing with cognitive challenges, they may not ordinarily have to try to achieve.
What right before you're going to do a pose when you arrive, change it. So there can be a little bit more
edge.
hostility. Yeah. Here she arrives. Great.
And I think that's one of the things that makes a class valuable, because Parkinson's affects so many different things in one's life, from motor challenges, physical challenges, but also emotion, mood, social interaction, facial expression. This is something that is addressed, I think, in all aspects of a dance class, and so people find many benefits through the class itself. It's not simply the physical elements that we may think about off the bat.
That was David Leventhal. He's an instructor with the Mark Morris Dance Group in Brooklyn. We're speaking with him and Dave Iverson, co-host of The Forum on KQED. Dave is also the director and producer of a documentary film about a dance group with Parkinson's as it's preparing for its first public performance just a couple weeks away. Here's a clip of two of the dancers from the video. Here's Joy Esterberg, followed by Carol and Seki. They're members of the Brooklyn Parkinson's Group, talking about their experience.
If it's physical and in your mind's eye, you're feeling it and doing it utterly to the extent that you can imagine it, then you're there.
One more time, just like that.
All the parts of my life and things I've cared about have come together because of an illness, and that's not what I at all expected.
Carol later says of the upcoming performance, "I want us to be good. I don't want us just to be good for people with Parkinson's." And I wonder, both of you, will audiences be able to transcend that context, you know, to be able to get beyond, we are watching people with Parkinson's dance here?
I would be willing to bet quite a lot that anybody who attends the performance on November the 11th won't be anything but moved by what they see. That's not to say that the dancers, whether that's Carolyn Seki or Joy Esterberg or any of the other people in the group, it's not to say that they will replicate the artistry of someone like a David Leventhal. But what you will see is people who are achieving a kind of beauty and a kind of grace. And that, I think, is a very, very powerful thing. Will you, while you're watching, forget that many of these dancers have Parkinson's? No, I don't think you would. But that's not really the point. The point is to be able to use this medium of dance to return to something inside of you that you might have thought that you would have lost, that you might have thought because of this diagnosis that you could no longer do. And because of the work that David and others are doing, you find yourself rediscovering that and being able to literally embody that. And I think that will come through.
David, I've seen Mark Morris Dance Group several times. Often live music is played that adds this sense of immediacy, but there's this physicality and precision and expressive gestures and bodies. Has working with the Parkinson's group changed your approach to dance, or do you think it will?
Well, I think if anything, my work with the group has expanded my vision of what dance can mean for people and what dance can bring to people's lives. I think as a performer in a company like Mark Morris, you can sometimes get quite a myopic view of the role of dance in society, and you understand that there's a performance element and maybe you do some teaching. But what we've seen in this program is that dance really can expand people's understandings of themselves. As dancers, we spend a lot of time obsessing about limits. Oh, I can't do that, or this is too hard for me, or my body isn't built for that. But what we've really seen working with the Parkinson's group is that they embrace the sense of possibility in their own bodies through dance and through this program. And that, I think, encourages and inspires all of us.
Dave Iverson, I couldn't help but thinking, I mean, you and I both work in radio, a medium that we probably both know one can kind of hide behind in a certain way, right? But it's all out there with dance. It just struck me what an act of vulnerability and courage it is to perform this work. Beyond the message of movement and the beauty of it, is there a greater message for people who are living with Parkinson's?
It's such a good point, Virginia, that you bring up. It does take, I think, great courage. I mean, imagine being in a situation where sometimes getting up out of a chair is difficult. Sometimes taking three steps is difficult. And yet you're putting yourself out there on stage, dancing, of all things. I mean, talk about vulnerability. It does take extraordinary courage to do what they're doing. and be watched while they're doing it. And yet they do. And that doesn't mean it's easy. There have been stumbles and bumps and challenges and anxieties. I was there just last week when people were worrying about whether or not they could pull this off. Mm-hmm. And yet it is through that act of stepping forward, even when you feel the most concerned about your ability to do it, that I think courage happens and beauty happens. And I couldn't feel more privileged as someone in our business than to be able to witness that.
Dave Iverson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much, Virginia. Really a pleasure to be on your program today.
Dave Iverson, co-host of The Forum on KQED. He's also a director and producer of a documentary film about a dance group with Parkinson's preparing for its first public performance. He's launched a Kickstarter project to finish the film. It's called Capturing Grace. There's a link to see the trailer and more at wordofmouthradio.org. And David Leventhal, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
David Leventhal is a principal dancer for the Mark Morris Dance Group. He stopped performing to focus on Dance for PD. That's the group's project with Parkinson's patients. Coming up, a tough economy at home, war percolating abroad. We'll get some comic relief from the election season with candidate Gracie Allen, circa 1940. Stay with us for the surprise party when word of mouth continues.